For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The Missouri Health Director Randall Williams addressed Boone County's second COVID-19 related death yesterday. In a press briefing with Governor Parson, Williams says the individual's death was associated with the virus. Williams says there are three parties who make the distinction as to what counts as a COVID-19 death.
Who makes that distinction? And the answer, first off, is the medical examiner. They sign off. If there's an autopsy or there's any question. And then the second is the provider who's taking care of that patient. They would attribute that. And then the third is our epidemiological team.
The Columbia Missourian reports the person was in the 45 to 64 age group and was admitted to a hospital for reasons unrelated to COVID-19. Yesterday was the largest single-day increase in state COVID-19 case numbers since early May. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports 290 new cases were announced across the state. 133 of said cases occurred in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Boone County saw 7 new cases yesterday. Health officials say improved testing may account for some of that increase, but other factors could be at play. The virus is still having rolling effects on the state economy. State Budget Director Dan Hogg said today state net general revenue collections are down more than 7% as of May. In the month of May alone, net general revenues were down 22% compared to last year. Governor Parson has cut nearly $428 million in state spending this year to help compensate. Governor Parson signed a bill yesterday evening to allow voters to request absentee ballots to address concerns with voting amid the coronavirus. St. Louis Public Radio State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what is included in the legislation.
The measure allows voters who are at a higher risk of contracting the coronavirus to cast an absentee ballot without notarization. It does require voters who have health concerns to send in a notarized statement with their ballot in an effort to prevent fraud and ballot harvesting, Parson said in a statement. Mimicking President Donald Trump, Parson says voting absentee without reason is not secure and, quote, will not happen in the state of Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
Columbia Parks and Recreation is holding its 6th annual Find the Golden Hiking Boot contest tomorrow morning to celebrate National Trails Day. At 8 a.m., the department will post a riddle on Facebook, Twitter, and on the recreation hotline to hint at where the golden boot statue is hiding. The first person to find the boot and post a selfie to the department's Facebook or Twitter page will be rewarded a $100 Columbia Parks and Recreation gift certificate. Also this summer, the Blue Note has postponed and rescheduled events as part of its annual Summerfest concert series. More information on these changes can be found on Blue Note's website. Columbia City Manager John Glasscock issued a statement today regarding the cancellation of the 2020 Boone County Fair. In the release, Glasscock says, quote, "The Boone County Fair is normally a summer highlight for many in our community. Children spend months working on projects and raising animals to show, and many folks enjoy the entertainment of rodeos, games, and the carnival." Glasscock points out that many events and gatherings have had to cancel due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Boone County Fair Board will discuss what procedures will look like going forward, and the new special events process will need to be followed and approved by the City Council. Glasscock says he looks forward to working with the County Fair Board and to hosting the fair in Columbia again. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.